This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have the end of the COVID emergency, public health emergency coming this week, this May 11th. And I think it's high time. Expect change. We were just speaking about how people are not prepared for change. We're trying to go back to pre-COVID days, and already people are saying this is our new norm. Our norm has changed. We're not going to go back to the past. But we do have to figure out how we prepare for the next pandemic, and so we can't be continually in a state of emergency. We have to be able to regroup. You know, it's interesting. Last hour we spoke about our sexual refractory periods, where you can't always be in a state of climax. It needs to come down. You need to reset so that you could be prepared and enjoy the next sexual encounter and to be able to function. That's kind of what has to happen with our COVID public health emergency issues. So we are going to be scaling back a lot of things that we have been still spending money on. So, for example, testing. Traditional Medicare is not going to cover at-home testing for seniors. Now, I'm mixed on that. I love the fact that people could test at home. The problem I have is I can't trust these at-home tests. When people tell me that they were negative on one brand but positive on another, or they were negative day one but positive day five, and day five is the last day to start the Paxlovid or the COVID medication, I don't know if we should be spending money on things that we can't trust. I want COVID testing and COVID testing you could trust. And some of these tests are, you know, positive and they're working well. Some of these aren't. We have how many different brands? Also, some people might not be testing themselves correctly. So, you know, I enjoy the fact that we have been able to diagnose ourselves at home, but I think we've had a lot of problems with people not using the test correctly, or the test wasn't picking up this latest strain. So, people insured through Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program will still have access to free testing up through September 2024. Certain COVID-19 treatments will remain covered. Now, there are federal government test kits that are still available for individuals that people can get, but those are going to only be around till supplies last. Now, vaccines. Vaccines are still going to be free until supply lasts. But the mandates are going to end. So COVID-19 vaccine mandates for federal workers and federal contractors are going to end on Thursday. The government's also going to lift the requirements for Head Start educators, healthcare workers, non-citizens at U.S. land borders. This is according to the Associated Press. And vaccine requirements for large employers and military service have already been removed, which I think was a cluster in a seventh. That was bad. So we should never have mandated and fired people from our military when we're having some of the lowest recruitment in history. Now, the current mandates apparently are not negated. According to WTOP, lifting the federal mandate does not negate existing mandates for employees such as the National Institute of Health, which has required its workplace first to get vaccinated against the virus. And the change in the vaccine mandates does not necessarily mean you're going to get your job back. So if you were fired, if you were, let's say, a frontline healthcare worker who survived the original COVID waves and was there putting your life on the line helping individuals, and you got canned because you didn't take the vaccine because you thought you had antibodies galore from COVID, this does not mean you're going to get your job back. This also does not necessarily mean that there's going to be lawsuits that'll go in people's favor, although I do believe that there are a lot of lawsuits going on right now on these vaccine mandates and not allowing exemptions for health reasons or exemptions for religion, and it's going to be interesting to see where those go. Also, some changes with the pandemic is if you had anything put off, rent, COBRA insurance payments, anything that had to do with your employer, based on COVID pandemic emergency, double check. Because if you are supposed to enroll, let's say, in a healthcare plan and you haven't done that yet, whatever got waived during the COVID-19 emergency, that won't now protect you. So a lot of the things that had happened, I think still student loan payments, I don't think they're going to restart in the summer. But if you, let's say, had certain, I guess, arrangements with your bank or landlord or whatever, those things may end. Because if in small writing it said, look, we're going to allow this sort of flexibility until the COVID emergency, public health emergency ends, well, then May 11th, you could be, you know, so double check your own, you know, things that you have set up with your employer or your health insurance, because those things can kind of come back. Cost sharing on things. Your doctor, your telemedicine doctor. If your telemedicine doctor has been somebody you've been using through the pandemic, but once May 11th comes, you can't access that doctor because that doctor has not been allowed to work in your state. Trump allowed reciprocity for some doctors. I remember I was seeing patients in New York because the telemedicine platform said Trump allowed reciprocity where, you know, even if you're not licensed in New York, you could, but you're a licensed physician in other states, you could help those patients out in New York if they don't have a doctor. That will end. Now, most states have already ended it, but for some of you who have fallen in love with your online therapist or doctor, double check that they're still going to be your provider after May 11th. Because, again, there were rules that got bent, and we utilized that flexibility that we can't utilize now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Oh, I thought I was going to sneeze. Oh, my God. Allergies are really, really bad. So forgive me if I sneeze in the middle of this next segment. So one of the big things that have been talked about with the end of the COVID-19 pandemic emergency, public health emergency rules that have been in place is going to be the end of Title 42, which isn't a border policy, but it was all people could grasp onto because we have such a porous border and our border agents are overwhelmed. Well, with that, we are expecting more chaos. Unfortunately, part of the chaos has contributed to many of migrants' deaths, including this. Apparently, a driver ran into a bunch of people standing at a bus stop outside a migrant shelter in South Texas. He killed, or this driver killed, 8 people. Police are investigating as possibly intentional. 8 people dead, another 10 injured, according to Brownsville police. Now, authorities identified the driver as George Alvarez, a 34-year-old Brownsville resident with a quote-unquote extensive rap sheet. He faces numerous charges, including 8 counts of manslaughter, 10 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Alvarez is currently in custody, and bond is set at $3.6 million. Investigators have determined that Alvarez was driving a gray SUV, ran a red light, quote-unquote lost control of the vehicle, and struck 18 individuals, according to Brownsville Police Chief Felix Salceda. Officers arrived at the scene and found 6 people dead, another 12 people suffered from critical injuries. They found the gray SUV heavily damaged and the driver. Salceda said that Alvarez attempted to flee the scene after the deadly crash, but was held down by a group of people who witnessed it. Good for them. Police did not share detailed information about the victims, but there were several, we believe, from Venezuela. The chief declined to answer a lot of questions in terms of motive. They're still investigating that. This is being reported by CBS News. But the roads have been blocked off. This happened approximately, I'm sorry if I don't, this was Sunday afternoon. And as we get more information on the victims, we'll let you know. But we are not sure, we don't know the motive. Why would somebody want to, you know, kill migrants or people at a migrant shelter or people at the bus stop? And again, could have been accidental, ran a red light, but the fact that they're looking at intentional is now, this is, it's sad. It's you know, we have a border crisis. There's no doubt about it. All right? We have millions of individuals trying to come to America every year. Thousands coming in, some, escaping, some coming here illegally, some going through the proper channels. And we have a duty as America to anybody who gets into our country to provide safety for them. Once they are in America, right, they are protected by us. And so I can't stand seeing people within our land be, you know, we're better than this. Our country is better than this. But unfortunately, we just don't have, you know, many individuals are coming in and then they're just at bus stops, or they're, you know, in migrant camps, or they're homeless. We need a better process, and we could only do so much. You know, and it's you know, I want to help. I want to be the greatest country ever. I want to, you know, I was a daughter of an immigrant, but again, my family went through the process. They had to wait decades for a visa. They got the visa. I mean, my grandparents were escaped Germany and Austria during the Nazi regime before the rest of the family, the extended family who didn't leave, got killed. And they fled. They wanted to come to America in the 40s. It wasn't until the 1960s. So they had to wait 2 decades until they could finally come to the United States. They did. They had to learn the language, become citizens. And mind you, I don't want the average person waiting 20 years like my family did. But I understand that there's only so much a country can do if they're going to do immigration correctly. And we're not doing it correctly if we bring in individuals whose lives are at risk, because we just don't have enough protection, we just don't have enough law enforcement, we just don't have enough resources, and we are overwhelmed. We have to do a better job, and that might include protecting the border. President Biden has said he's going to veto the Republican border bill. Even though Title 42 is set to expire, Congress is asking that there be steps to address immigration and challenges at the border. These include, you know, building the wall, using Remain in Mexico, which requires those claiming asylum to wait in Mexico while the U.S. asylum claim is being processed rather than waiting in America. Construction of the southern border wall. They said make it easier for minors who cross without their parents to be deported. Now, this is according to the Daily Mail, and allow for migrant families to be held in detention for a longer period of time to stop the catch and release policies. I haven't read, but this is what some of the media is reporting. But when kids are coming over, this is where I'm mixed. All right, you know, people are sending their kids, and it shows you not all migrants are here to just cause, you know, mayhem and cartel. We have people fleeing very bad situations, and they are sending their kids so their kids could get a life. And I understand that. I mean, the parents love their kids. They're trying to do what's best. It's very flattering. But we need to have a better process of what we do with kids. Kids, because we're responsible. Again, when we are taking on a child, we have to then find them a guardian. Do we have enough guardians? I think it was a couple years ago. It was about a year and a half ago, where California was asking anybody and everybody to see if they could house migrants or take on extra migrant children. And I think one person had 19. But it's overwhelming. We do need to come up with, and it stinks because, you know, in medicine, you want to help everybody. You don't want to look at your resources and triage. Triaging is one of the most difficult things in medicine when you have a mass casualty event, because you have to decide who you're going to help and who you're not. And you don't want to not help. You don't want to look at somebody and say they're gone. I got to, you know, help the ones I want to say. You want to help everybody. You know, same thing. We don't want to tell a child that we're not going to take care of you. And we want all children taken care of. But sometimes we have to make the decision that in order to take care of future children, we've got to come up with a better plan. And so we might need to before, you know, for example, like if let's say they are waiting in Mexico. You know, let's say, okay, we have a family for you. Once you make asylum, we have somebody who can take care of you. And who will, but we let everybody in and then we hope that we find them homes. And then if not, they're living in facilities. That's not the way to do it. I don't know if leaving them in Mexico is the way to do it, but it puts some of the responsibility on Mexico. If many of these immigrants are coming from Venezuela and Dominican Republic and El Salvador and all other countries, Costa Rica, you know, it puts some of the responsibility on these other countries. But if these other countries aren't going to take responsibility, then what? So, Title 42 is a pandemic-era public health policy that allows for the immediate expulsion of immigrants based on protecting public health. Again, not a border policy, but because we went into COVID pandemic emergencies and lockdowns and all that, if we were trying to prevent infectious disease coming over, Title 42 allowed that. Well, with the pandemic emergency ending, of course Title 42 would end. Because expulsion of migrants, and I know that sounds horrible, but what happened on Ellis Island and other immigration ports was if somebody possibly had an infectious disease, they couldn't come into America. That's how things were in multiple countries for centuries. You couldn't come in if you were sick. Title 42 basically was that on steroids. And said, look, you know, with this, because you could be coming in, you could be bringing in, we have the right to test, we have the right to vaccinate, we have the right to expel. Now with that going away, which it needs to, because we need a better policy, unfortunately, there's not much our border officials have right now. I know the White House said they're going to deploy active duty troops, but that's not a wall. We should have been, in these 3 years, coming up with a better plan. And we didn't. 1-877-DOCTOR.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The end of Title 42 late Thursday is expected to bring a new flood of migrants to the southern border seeking to apply for asylum. As for where they'll stay,
we are expecting the worst. We are hearing numbers anywhere from 500 to 1,000 to 1,500.
John Martin runs a shelter in El Paso that is already at capacity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's sending National Guard troops to the border to turn back people trying to enter the USA illegally. Senator Ted Cruz is all for it.
Sending troops to the border can have an enormous positive effect. There's no doubt boots on the ground matter.
In Brownsville, Texas, the man accused of plowing into a group of migrants at a bus stop now faces manslaughter and other charges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed bills that will try to dial down China's economic influence there. One would ban Chinese nationals from owning any farmland in Florida. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I think I was asleep when it happened, but we in England have a new king, King Charles, and apparently the coronation was beautiful. I'm watching bits and pieces of it now. I didn't stay up. I remember when I was little, we saw the Princess Diana wedding, but that also might have been telecast and then delayed. Because in America, obviously, we're where I live, I think we're 8 hours difference. So, you know, I woke up going, oh, I wanted to see that, and it was already done. But it was beautiful from what I'm seeing. Very, very interesting. Charles was in the 700-year-old coronation chair. It is believed to be the oldest piece of furniture in Europe and still being used for its original purpose. There were, I guess he held two golden scepters. He had St. Edward's crown, which was made for King Charles II in 1661. That was placed on his head, which is the only time he will ever wear it. And he held the same two scepters at the same moment that his mom, Queen Elizabeth II, did in her 1953 coronation. So what is this? This is, what, 80 years to the day, maybe? I'm not sure. And so it was very, very interesting. King Charles, people were joking. King Charles, at the age of 73, finally got a job? Right? It took a while. Years of getting his resume, but he finally got a job, 73. People always also joking about his side chick, whom he had a relationship with. And she ends up being queen. So a lot of memes and all that and people making fun of it, but I think it's beautiful. Even though it's a little odd to say that we have a monarchy and all that, it's kind of nice to have a touch of history and we start to look more and more like the Hunger Games people, it's nice to see that there's a little bit of something from our past. And I think it was beautiful. Now, during the ceremony, it was religious. Charles swore to defend, according to the New York Times, the Church of England, to ensure that all sovereigns, himself included, are and will always be Protestant. But, as a break from tradition, there were religious leaders. Hinduism, Islam, Sikh, Judaism were also a part of the proceedings to show modern multicultural Britain. Non-Christian leaders were also a part of some of the non-religious regalia, and so not really sure where that part was because I didn't get to see it, but they seem to include other religions, even though he had to swear that everybody was going to be Protestant, who was going to be holding the crown. And so there was, a horse-drawn carriage and a diamond jubilee coach rather than the gold coach. In fact, gold, I guess that kind of made, I think, Queen Victoria uncomfortable. It is a little bit when people are struggling in the economy, and for you to have something adorned with such riches, it does, that is antiquated. And so I think they did tone that down. Of course, all eyes were on Prince Harry. Prince Harry came without Meghan. Meghan stayed home because Prince Archie turned 4 on Saturday, so she stayed home with the kids. He was seated in the third row, and he left pretty quickly. And, I'm glad he was there. It's one of these things that we've said that before, where that must stink to be Prince Harry. And I think we've always had a place in our heart for Prince Harry because he lost his mom at a young age. He was second to the throne, and now, ninth to the throne? Or maybe even, I don't even know, maybe seventh or however that goes once firstborn has kids. So you always kind of feel it's not easy to be the second son. I just don't know if, family shaming and going on Oprah and all that needed to be the way to do that. I think, a lot of us have issues with our in-laws and with our families, and that it's not good. And I think, keeping it professional and keeping it, and maybe somebody said, you could bring down the monarchy, you guys could do this. And it was a failed attempt. And how I think they, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry should have handled it, said, look, we love our family, but for us, this isn't working. We would love to move to America. Would love to, stay close to the family, but have our own, we would like to kind of do things on our own. This is that's totally okay. That's fine. It's just, unfortunately, it had to bring on the negativity. And that was, you know, we have really embraced victimization and you know, being victims. And part of it has allowed individuals to come forward, say, this happened to me, this happened to me. And I don't want anybody to be a victim, and I don't want anybody to hide it. But on the flip side, it wasn't a good look for them when they're still rich, when they could have turned that whatever they said they endured into something good, where what we're going to do is we're going to help kids here. We're going to do this. We're going to still do, our charitable work. But, you know, instead there was a lot of negativity. And I think it could have been handled very differently. And I just, you know, like the public, as I said, you know, Oprah, big fan of Oprah, but the interview when people were suffering from COVID pandemic, economic downturn, to hear about how Harry and Meghan didn't get the money they wanted or didn't have the money they wanted, not a good look. So whoever their PR people were failed miserably. And now you have, you know, the father, and I understand people do not have good relationships with their father, but it's just not a good look. And I think Prince Harry could have been really a part of this, and he was really loved. He still is loved. But, you know, now it's a mess, and it's a shame. And I think there will be repair. I just don't know how much. So you saw the kids, you saw the grandkids, and Lionel Richie and Katy Perry perform, Andrew Lloyd Webber, a lot of individuals. I think there's going to be more parties, and there was some rain, and, you know, so anyway, it was beautiful. Fascinating to have a king, fascinating that you still see some of the old traditions. And I tell you, you know, we have right now a society that has rejected a lot of the old. And I get that. I get things are archaic. A lot of things needed to progress, needed to change. And thank God we are, even though there's still a lot of inequalities, but we are putting equality first and foremost. And so, yes, there's a lot of things of our past we should never bring back. But having pieces of history, whether it's architecture, whether it's a crown, whether it's a piece of furniture, whether it's a tradition, I think is beautiful. And many of us come from a race. And we come from individuals whose bloodline will be traced back to biblical figures or to figures who were, you know, key to, you know, historical change. And, you know, there's this push to, you know, not bring up the past, not bring up history, change history. And I'm nervous about that. I think there's a lot of things we need to learn from our past. And we need to embrace it, but move forward and learn from it and not let history, especially bad history, repeat itself. So, I don't know. I think it's beautiful. Having a monarchy, I don't think it's bad. I mean, as long as they, you know, aren't, you know, using, you know, funds that could go to other more needed things, and especially if they are doing all the charitable work that they say they're doing. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the second deadliest U.S. mass shooting of the year unfolded this weekend at a shopping mall in an affluent Texas suburb. Eight people dead, and investigators are figuring out why, what happened. And authorities have not necessarily announced the motive yet, but they say 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia Unhailed a bunch of bullets at the Allen Premium Outlets, which is 25 miles north of Dallas. He had served in the military for a brief period, but was removed due to concerns about his mental health. This is according to a law enforcement source who told CNN. The source cannot specify which branch Garcia served in or what time period, but CNN has reached out to the Pentagon for comment. Garcia was killed at the scene by an Allen police officer who was on a nearby call. And they say he was wearing an insignia which authorities think might be associated with extremist groups. Investigators have unearthed an extensive social media presence, including neo-Nazi and white supremacist-related posts, images that authorities believe Garcia shared online. U.S. has had at least 202 mass shootings within the first 5 months of the year. This is according to Gun Violence Archive. The nonprofit and CNN define mass shootings as those in which four or more people are shot, excluding the shooter. Now, the deadliest one happened in Monterey Park, California, that left 11 people dead. Eight people died in this one, including some individuals who were just there visiting and just there to shop. And it was unfortunately a security guard also. A 20-year-old security guard was killed in the massacre as well. I don't think we have all the names of those individuals, but they say that the gunman had received firearms training when he worked as a guard. Garcia was at least worked for at least three security companies and had undergone firearm proficiency training. The gunman was approved to work as a security guard in Texas from April 2016 to April 2020. Then his license expired. He received level 2 and level 3 security training. And he said the former covers security laws in Texas. The latter is required for all commissioned security officers and personal protection officers in Texas. Includes firearm training and the demonstration of firearm proficiency. That's according to Jonah Nathan, Vice President of Ranger Guard. Garcia completed a separate firearms proficiency training course in 2018, which requires 6 hours of continuing education. 6 hours. Private security guards in Texas undergo background checks. They are disqualified if they have committed certain crimes, such as assault, burglary, or sexual offenses, among others. They are also disqualified if they have been dishonorably discharged from the U.S. military, have been found incompetent by a court of law, or have been required to register as a sex offender. Unsure where Garcia's license expired. So when we see what happened, you know, you always ask why, how could we prevent this, and you know, we're at the point now where people are calling for help on either sides. Some are asking that we have better gun control. Some are asking that they be trained and they be allowed to defend themselves, such that if something like this happens, they can neutralize the shooter. And you know, this is a this is something that, you know, if you could tell me that every single weapon would be gone. And you know, remember, I come from a family whose weapons were taken away when the Nazis took over. So those family members just said, okay, well, here's our weapons. They were sitting ducks. And they ended up dying. So I'm not the best person to ask if removing every single weapon from some people and not others, especially, you know, those in control, is the wisest thing to do. I'm going to say, oh, hell no, we were vulnerable. And, you know, would my family have died trying? Yeah, they would have probably preferred to at least, you know, if they knew they were going to be slaughtered, at least fight trying. And so, you know, it's unfortunate because when guns get into the wrong people's hands, they do bad things. But also, look at what happened with this migrant pedestrian killing massacre, where people were standing at a bus stop and they got mowed down by a car. When somebody wants to kill, if they don't have access to a gun, they'll use another weapon. They'll use a knife, they'll use a vehicle. And people need to be able to protect themselves. That's our constitutional right. And I wish I had an answer for that. I can't stand seeing mass shootings. I want to know that people can go to a mall, go to a school, without having to worry that somebody's going to shoot them. But I am now of the impression that everybody has a gun. I'm under the impression that I'm surrounded by criminals. I'm surrounded by, you know, cartel. I'm surrounded by individuals with mental illness who have a weapon. And I am grateful I could protect myself. This is a very, very disturbing, you know, reality that we live in right now, where we are not safe. We're not safe in the middle of the day going to a mall. We're not safe going to a medical center. When you go to the doctor's office and you are sitting there in the waiting room, you don't want to think that somebody is going to start spraying bullets in the waiting room. I worried about that all the time with my practice. You know, people ask, Dahlia, are you going to ever open up your practice again? I left in 2016 to go teach and to do radio full-time and telemedicine. No. Because I cannot guarantee my patient's safety. This world is just different. And seeing doctors get shot and killed, seeing people have no regard for human life, no, I'm not going to do that. And it's a shame because people need help. And I was very lucky to go 16 years of my practice without an active shooter. We did have somebody that came in saying, I'm going to spray bullets. We got everybody out. We contacted the police. It took a little while for the police to get there. So we talked him down. He started lifting up his shirt, and I could see he didn't have a weapon. I talked him down, got a family member to call. You know, he looked like he was really out of it. But, wow. And people are scary. I've been assaulted enough by patients where I'm not going to do it. Fine. I'll see you by telemedicine. But it's a sad, sad day when Americans don't want to be around other Americans because they have no idea who is going to cause their death. We need to do a much better job. And maybe people need to realize, look, if I'm going to rob that house, I'm not going to make it out of there, so I'm not going to go into that house. Or if I'm going to try to hurt people. But then again, the only problem with that is the average individual who wants to kill others isn't thinking rationally. A lot of them have a death wish. And they're saying, look, I am completely fine with whatever happens to me because I want to make a point. So maybe we all need, there has to be an answer. I think every problem has an answer. I don't think it's going to be the answer that people like. But one of the answers is not devoiding everybody from a chance to defend themselves. That, I don't think, is the answer. And when we say, well, let's make sure individuals don't get weapons who have mental illness, what we're seeing is some individuals are passing, they're getting through the training, and then they develop mental illness. What do we do with those individuals? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.